It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, dyed and cleared diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location, just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. You could also just enjoy it atop a queso fried chicken taco like a civilized human. Or quench your Hatch chili cravings with a cheesy queso boss burrito or queso super nachos. Our whole menu is waiting to be dipped and dunked. So even though our creamy three cheese queso is so good you could drink it, forget it. The ultimate queso takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome back to the Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting ready for the second half of our College Hoops doubleheader this afternoon in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. It's guys game time. Benedictine hosting Clark University. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, producing and engineering in the Care Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside, and tell you what, going to be a good men's game. Ladies game was a dominating win for the Benedictine Lady Ravens, and the guys game, we'll see how that thing all shakes out, but as we're getting ready for this, I'm just going to take a moment, if I may, and update you on what is going on around the NAIA this afternoon. First of all, games that began at noon, we're in the third quarter in Southwestern. Out of Winfield, Kansas, leads St. Francis of Indiana 24-10. So, got Southwestern with the lead. Another KCAC school, Friends, is playing OUAZ, which is Ottawa University, Arizona. And Friends is up a dozen just going into third quarter, 33-21. One other game underway right now, and that is Baker and Pikeville, and we'll be back with that, but first we're taking a quick timeout. Joseph.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
Back with you here in the Nolan Gymnasium. We're talking about the first two games with Southwestern leading St. Francis and Friends leading OUAZ. Well, the third game underway in AIA football postseason, as with 4 minutes to go in the first half, Pikeville, Kentucky leads Baker 20-14. Baker just taking the ball back as they're approaching halftime, but it's pretty deep in their own half of the field, so we'll be keeping you up to speed on that one. And then, of course, there's going to be one more, the fourth game of the day, and that will have Dickinson State and Kansas Wesleyan, and that game is starting just right about now here, 2 o'clock. College basketball on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. Public address announcer getting set to introduce the starters to the crowd here today. You know what? While they're doing that, if you don't mind, allow me to share them with you. First of all, for Clark University, Clark under 11th season head coach Jim Blaine and the Pride are going to be starting Nick Bryant. Nick is a 6'1" junior from Peosa, Iowa. You got Maximiliano Bowman. Max is from Tulane University out of San Clemente, California, 6'1" junior. Daquan Lewis is a 6'3" senior from Dubuque, Iowa. At 6'9", the big guy in the middle is Jake Lehman. He's a junior from North Sioux City, and he transferred in from Southwest Minnesota State and running it out from Independence, Iowa. At 6'7", it'll be the junior, Michael Costell. So Clark brings size at 6'1", 6'1", 6'3", 6'7", 6'9", in the starting five. For the Benedictine Ravens and 12th season head coach Ryan Moody, Benedictine is going to shift up the starting lineup a little bit, kind of reflecting the playing time that we've seen lately. And first up is going to be Preston Reynolds, the 6'5" junior guard out of Leawood, Kansas. You'll find 6'4" sophomore Jack Vanderwood. He's out of Noakesville, Virginia. At the other guard at 6'2" from Leesum, Missouri, is the junior Bryson LaRue. And the Ravens are going to go with freshman guard, 6'1" Declan Sullivan. He's out of South Bend, Indiana. And running it up for Benedictine in the middle at 6'9", the senior from Hastings, Nebraska, Hagen Hilgendorf. Benedictine at home here this afternoon, coming off of a absolutely thrilling overtime win in Fayette Wednesday evening, knocking off Central Methodist at their place. Clark's men, and again, like the ladies, in that navy with gold, Benedictine in the white with black and red. Center circle jumping off, it'll be Jake Lehman. Hagen Hilgendorf. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. Men's college basketball this afternoon on Care Radio, and the ball is up at the tip of the way. Clark controls it down, and we're underway. Clark will take it all the way to the baseline, lose the handle, throw it away. And as quickly as that, the first possession of the ball game is fruitless. Benedictine is going to have it back in. Ravens have not been home much. Matter of fact, today it is their second game this year on their home floor. Oh, a beautiful backdoor pass. Sullivan with the assist and the bucket by Hilfendorf, and Benedictine is broken on top 2-0, half a minute in. Yeah, Ravens second time at home this season. They won their previous three with the Pride, including here at home last year, 79-70. So BC's had some success with this team. Here's a three from the right wing. It's off the mark. Rebound is going to be tipped around, and Hagen Hilfendorf will pull it down. Sullivan brings it up, and Benedictine is back on offense with a 2-0 lead. Vanderwood has the ball slapped out of his hands, and it's going to be stolen away. Clark will come up with a free basketball, and they'll go the other direction. Clark coming into the ball game today, they're kind of scrambling a little bit, looking for their first win of the year. They are 0-5 and 0-2, and with that shot, from the corner, it's good for Jake Lehman, who turns around and gives the business to the Benedictine bench. That was great. As an adventure, looking up and down at one another, like, what the world is that all about? Ravens trailing by one. Here's the feed out on top to Preston. Reynolds goes to the baseline right. Declan across, out to Preston. Uncontested three is going to be short. Rebound up top side by Clark Bowman. Maximiliano Bowman. We will probably shorten that to Max as the day wears on. Here's a layup from underneath. It's not going to be going in, and the rebound lost out of bounds. Touch last by Daquan Lewis. It'll be Raven basketball. 2 minutes into the ball game. It is a 3-2 Clark lead. Here comes BC on offense. Ravens bringing it up the floor. Over to the right side. Jack Vanderwood goes to Hilfendorf. Hagen backing in. Changes directions. Feeds over to the left side. Jack will go and hit the three. Ravens back in front off Jack Vanderwood. It is 5-3 Benedictine at 17.5 to play in the first half. Bryant Bowman, Lewis Lehman, Cassell are the Park starters. Feed over to the left side. Backing in. No room. Good defense inside for BC. And then out on top, Bryant kind of drags that back foot, just completely misplays it, and it'll be a turnover. BC will be back up the floor. 17-17 to go in the opening half. Ravens into the forecourt with the basketball, and Deglin Sullivan will have it on top. Changes over a little crossover dribble behind his back. Goes to the left side, Hagen. He's inside the block in the lane. Tries to feed now to Preston. Goes left side, Sullivan. Back to Preston, who passes up the shot. A little surprising. He backs in, head fakes, goes up, draws the defender off his feet. The foul is going to be on Michael Castle. Castle's first personal foul. It'll be the first foul of the ball game by either team. And coming to the free throw line for Benedictine, it'll be Preston Reynolds. Preston is a 66% free throw shooter. He's kind of a 2 out of 3 guy so far this year. And his first one here makes it look easy. He throws it right through the bottom of the net. One more shot coming up for Preston. Talking about Clark, again, they come in looking for their first win of the season as Reynolds hits both free throws. Clark did not play Wednesday, and one of those crazy things, Clark was in Des Moines to play Grandview, but Grandview had to cancel that game because of what they refer to as condensation on the inside of the ceilings in the gym, which apparently then condensed them to form water droplets, and you can't have water drops falling down on the basketball floor because that is a dangerous situation. So that game was rescheduled. I don't know when they scheduled for it, but they didn't get it in. Here's a shot in the middle, and at the buzzer, it's going to be up and good. And Jake Lehman has all 5 points for Clark. It is a 7-5 Benedictine lead at 16-16 to play in the half. Vanderwood with the basketball comes out on top to Preston. Reynolds two steps fully above the three-point ring. Goes all the way to the baseline. Brings it back out on top to Hilfendorf. Hands it over to Vanderwood. He'll start driving in. Twist, turn out on top. Hagen the three for the big guy. No rebound tipped out. And in the middle of that, there was some contact, a foul, and the whistle is going to be on Deglin Sullivan. It'll be Declan's first and Benedictine's first foul of the game. So the Pride come into the game today looking to snap what is a seven-game losing streak. If you date that thing all the way back to February 21st of last year, they dropped the last two games of last year and the first five of this season. So they are a team on their heels a little bit. Conversely, Benedictine, a team playing better and better every time out. And again, you'd think they would be buoyed by a huge road win the other day. Here's a baseline three. It's up and good from the left side. Nick Branch hits the three. And the Ravens trail at 8-7. Baseline three. Vanderwoo comes right back and answers. A couple of threes now for Jack. And it is 10-8. Benedictine. 15-15 to go. First half. We're going to be due Joseph very shortly for our first media break. Ravens coming up with a steal. Preston comes up with a basketball. Ravens by two. Outlets right side. Jack will go. It's three. It's a gutter one. Vanderwood back to back to back threes. 13-8 Ravens. 14:50 to go in the first half. Clark on the right side with Daquan Lewis. Goes into the middle with a big guy. Travels with a basketball. So Michael Castle turns it over, and we're going to get the break. Time out of the court, Joseph at 14:46 to go, opening half in the Nolan. Ravens 13, Clark 8.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
So good to have you with us here. Nolan Gymnasium, Atchison, Kansas, on the beautiful Benedictine College campus. Picture perfect afternoon here on the Saturday before Thanksgiving. Lady Ravens with a big win in game one here today. BC guys getting this one started up by five, 14:46 to go. Talking about Jack Vanderwood hitting these consecutive three-point shots. Well, Jack enters the game today, tied for fifth in the conference in total three-pointers. So far in six games this year, he's got 16 threes, hitting almost 35% from the outside in two conference games. He's got 4.5 made three-pointers a game. And in conference games, he's hitting over 56% from the outside. He is well on his way to keeping that pace here today. Ravens coming out of the timeout with a basketball and the lob underneath from Bryson. He's looking inside for Gino, who's checking into the game. And Gino is a little bit tangled up and tied up and held back. And so Corridori is going to be fouled in the middle. And they're going to call a foul on Bryce Luster. Ravens are putting it in play at the offensive end. Corridori has it on the right side. BC introducing him back into the lineup. A couple of days ago, as Gino knocked to the floor, put the shot up and in, and there are his first points of the year. Corridori, 15-8. Just over 14 to go in the first half. Daquan Lewis with the basketball, swings it over to the left side. They try to work into the middle of the Ravens. Defense is like this, so they're just going to pull up for a three that is on its way. No good. Rebound, Vanderbilt, deep in the corner. The Ravens are going to come back on offense. Declan Sullivan lines up the floor, kicks it over to the left side, where it's going to be handled there by Preston. Reynolds comes out on top. Bryson, LaRue with a right-hand dribble, dances his way into the lane, stops on the right side, kicks it back out on top to Declan with 16 on the shot clock. Still plenty of time. Declan off the screen by Gino. Corridori will handle the ball. Topside gets it there again to Preston. Reynolds works first to the left, into the right, now spins into the lane, drops a shoulder, leans in, shot's going to be batted away. Picked back up off the floor. Ravens in trouble. Two on the shot clock, and it's going to get away and out of bounds in B.C. We'll run the shot clock all the way down to two and not get a look at the rim. Next substitution coming into the lineup for Coach Moody. Matter of fact, the next two substitutions coming into the game for Coach Moody is Benedictine is going to bring both Ezra Vigafa and Harrison Kissling in. If Langafa, the 6'1 senior from New Zealand, and Harrison Kissling, the 6'3 freshman from Olathe, Kansas. Langafa, Reynolds, Kissling, Vanderbilt, Corridori are your Benedictine Five. Here's a 17-footer for Clark. It's about a foot and a half wide to the left side. Goes out of bounds on the fly, having not drawn iron nor backboard. And Benedict don't have it in the backcourt. Clark is making a substitution, and they are going to bring in another big guy, 6'4". It's going to be Carson Lindauer. He's a junior from Tomah, Wisconsin. He transferred in from Loras College. Ravens with the basketball. Vandermoot. That's another three. Oh, my goodness. Jack's fourth three in less than 7 minutes of the ball game. And it's an 18-8 Raven lead. Clark back down the other way. The feed inside. Beautiful one-handed shot. Misses. And on the rebound attempt, there's a foul. It's probably on Gino. No, the foul is going to be on Ezra. So here we go. Let's set that Raven 5 out there. Langafa, Reynolds, Kissling, Vanderwood, and Corridori. For Clark, as the first free throw is going to be up and good by Bryce Luster. You do have Luster and Lewis with Bowman, Junghan, and Lindauer. Now Benedictine is going to switch out, take Reynolds out of the game, and you're going to get Larry and Larry Parker the third. Free throw, got them both. So Bryce Luster collects his first 2 points of the ball game, and Clark is in double-digit scoring. It is an 18-8 Raven lead. 12:44 to go. Before those couple of free throws, Benedictine was on an 11-0 run. Over on the right side with it for BC. This is going to be Kissling. Here's a three. Vanderwood, that one does not fall for the first time. One doesn't go for him. And Clark will quickly transition up the floor. The two-handed stuff is missed. It's always an embarrassing moment when you go up with two hands, your elbows over the rim, and then you can't drop it through. Ravens back on offense, left side. Three for Parker. Benedictine hitting them from outside, and they are throwing them down. It's 12 minutes to go in the half. Ravens leading again by 11 at 21-10. Second time they've been up double figures. Shot from the outside is up and no good, and the rebound, Hilgendorf. Left side, Vangalpa. Ravens out on top. Sullivan, right side, Vanderwood. Won't go. Rebound, Hagen. Hooked it in the middle and mishandled a little bit by Vanderwood. Here comes Clark. Down the floor, beautiful move, and the shot misses. Those are two pretty shots that have been taken, and both of them missed by Daquan Lewis. Ravens take it back up the court with 11.5 to go in the first half. Benedictine with a basketball, leading it 21-10. Ezra Vangalpa has it above the three-point ring on the left side. Feeds underneath Jack Vanderwood, and his driving layup misses. So Jack, red hot early, has missed three consecutive shots. And back the other way. Here comes Clark. Still sticking around, staying in this game. The pass underneath is going to be stolen. Vanderwood with the steal. Ravens up. Vangalpa, one on two. Dribbles it off on top. Parker, the running three. Short. Rebound. Hilgendorf. Back to Larry. Through a defender. Misses. Rebound underneath Clark, and Benedictine suddenly has grown very, very cold from the floor. The pass on top, the three, nope. Rebound Ravens, and neither team can buy a bucket right now. 10.5 to go in the opening half. Benedictine with the basketball and an 11-point lead. Ezra Vangalpa crosses at the logo with a little left-hand dribble, swings it over to the left side, goes all the way to the baseline, drives down, and as he goes up with a shot, they're going to call the traveler a foul. Was there contact, or did he come down without someone having touched him? Okay, the officials are, first of all, resetting the shot clock to 20. And they're just going to say, Ravens, get it back in at the offensive end. Here's Vanderwood. Out on top, Larry. Right side, Ezra will go three. It's way short. Back up, Carson Lindauer and Clark. Lindauer will go coast to coast, miss the driver, and the rebound is off BC. Cannot wait to go. First half. Ravens are going to give Vanderbilt his first breather of the game, and returning to the floor for Benedictine will be Bryson LaRue. It'll come into Clark at their offensive end. Baseline runner misses. Parker with a rebound. Here comes the Raven. BC's going to run. Skip pass underneath for Hilgendorf. Can't handle it. Kicks it over. LaRue will go through. It's well short. Rebound tipped around. Clark will pull it down. Neither team able to put anything on the board. Ravens are one of their last seven. Here's a shot from the outside. No. And the rebound, Benedictson. Ravens are one of their last seven, but Clark is over their last eight and two of their last 13. Clark hasn't scored in over 3 minutes. Benedictson hasn't scored in over 2.5. So the offenses are failing these teams, and now Benedictson will throw it away. And Coach Moody's a little frustrated and maybe calling a timeout to have a chat with the guys, and that's exactly what's going to happen. Joseph, we're going to take a break with the teams on the floor. 9:20 to go in the first half. Benedictine 21, Clark 10.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
To the Nolan Gymnasium, and again, we continue to keep one eye cast over on those football playoff scores as Southwestern continues to be in front, but St. Francis closing the gap with 12.5 to go in the ballgame. It is Southwestern in front, 24-17 in that one. We'll be watching the other games as we go along here. Coming out of a timeout, it will be Clark basketball. Friends with Ottawa University, Arizona, and Friends is kicking the doors down. Now it is 40-21 as we go to the fourth quarter. So through three quarters, 40-21 Friends. Back here in the gym, as I have to quit watching these scores for a minute, we're going to go back to the game. And Clark is down 11. Coming out of the timeout, back on offense, and they have taken a little different tack. Now they're running a lot of time off the clock. Shot clock's at 4, at 3. Here's a 17-foot jump shot. It's going to be up and good. And the bucket, the first points of the ballgame for just entering the lineup. Jordan D. Benedetto. Benedetto is a 6'2" senior from Wisconsin. Ravens for 3. Won't go. And there's a foul, and we're going to see 3 free throws coming the way of Bryson LaRue. And that foul is on D. Benedetto. So D. Benedetto, personal foul number 1. Clark, team foul 3. At halftime, Baker trails Pikeville 28-21. Pretty high scoring first half. First free throw, good. One more free throw coming up for Bryson. That was his first point of the game. He's usually a little more prolific scorer than that. Second free throw, not good. He's got one more coming up here. Bryson LaRue for Benedictine. He's been so good in his career, so good today. This one is in, so he'll get 2 out of 3. Push the Raven lead to 23-10. 8.5 to go. Driving, baseline, shot up, rattles around and in. Carson Lindauer's first points today. 8:20 to go, first half. Ravens back over to the right side, and back into the lineup is going to be Harrison Kissling. Kissling dumps it over. Hilgendorf, twisting, turning, trying to elude his defender. Can't. Kicks it over to Parker. Back out on top is going to come. Harrison Kissling starts right side, 7 on the shot clock. Parker into the lane, goes in. Nice shot up, no. Tips it up, no. Rebound, battle for it. Taken away by Clark. Ravens just did not finish that shot. Went up with a bucket, but this came up soft. Didn't put it up in an authoritatively way. And here comes Clark back the other way. 7:40 to go. First half. Shot goes up. Won't go in. And a foul, certainly on Hilgendorf. No, foul is going to be on Bryson. About Bryson and trailed this play enough and was far enough away not to have had that foul call, but it'll be the first foul on LaRue. Super Benedictine, 3 team fouls. 1 on Vigoffa, 1 on LaRue, and 1 on Sullivan. And coming to the free throw line, it's going to be Howard. Clark, free throw is up and good. Jonathan Howard out of Wichita, Kansas. He's a 6'1" freshman from South High School. It's 23-14. Second shot is up and in. And Benedictine has not scored in a while. Two free throws makes it 23-16. Driving shot is up and missing. Kind of a wild shot taken by BC and Declan Sullivan. Baseline three, no. Ravens probably really fortunate that Clark is not shooting particularly well so far in the ballgame. Cross court pass over to the baseline left. 7:11 to go in the half. Backing in, no room. Good job of defending by Hilgendorf. Now here's a falling away shot for 15, and Hagan's going to be called for a foul. The bucket is good, and Jonathan Howard is going to come to the line with an opportunity at a conventional three. For Hilgendorf, it'll be foul number one. For Benedictine, team foul four. Out of the lineup for the Ravens will come Harrison Kissling. Jack Vanderwood is back in. So we've got Preston Reynolds and Jack Vanderwood on the floor. We've got Sullivan and Hilgendorf and Bryson LaRue. Coach Moody has rotated the starting five back out into the game. The free throw is up and no good. 23-18. The Ravens lead whittled down to only five now with 7 minutes to play in the opening half. LaRue will take it on the left side, dumps it into the right corner where the baseline three is well too hard. And a rebound is going to be batted around, and Benedictine able to save it and then throws it away. Up the floor. It's a one-on-one break. The dish back instead. A travel, no whistle. The drive into the lane. Switching. Pivoting. No shot. Now the dish underneath, and the layup is going to be good by Daquan Lewis. Clark is right back in this thing and within a possession. It's 23-20. It's 6.5 to go. Benedictine has not scored in a very, very long time. Declan Sullivan with it up top side. Dumps it over to Vanderwood. Kips it down low. Preston goes a little shoulder. Makes a little room. Kicks it to LaRue, whose three rolls around and around and in. Bryson LaRue breaks the ice. And Benedictine back on the board, now leading 26-20. Baseline three on the other end, no. Sullivan with the rebound, and he comes up the court 1-on-4, now 2-on-5, and has to slow this thing way down. Preston Reynolds will go in and fall into the floor. Jonathan Howard thought he was going to be able to draw the charge on Preston, but instead they're going to call a blocking foul. Substitutions by both teams. Clark is going to bring Maximiliano Bowman back in. And Benedictine is going to put on the floor for the first time today Bence Duca, the 6'7" sophomore from Budapest. Duca will take the inbound, and at 5:50 to play in the first half, Ravens a 6-point lead and in control of the basketball. Vanderwood hit those threes early and has since cooled down. Still, though, with a dozen points on four threes. In the lane, falling away, LaRue goes up, draws a foul, coming to the line. The bucket did not go in. He'll get two shots. So the foul on Maximiliano Bowman. No player on either team has more than one foul yet, with 5.5 to go in the first half. Free throw, no. And Bryson is 2 of 4 at the free throw line. Clark's going to bring Michael Castle back in. By the way, the other game, the fourth game going on around football, we started to tell you about, and then stopped. Kansas Wesleyan trails Dickinson State 10-7 late going into the opening quarter. So it's down 27-20 as the Rams are going to get one of the two free throws from Bryson. And as we get to the other end of the floor, another whistle. And here's the thing. This game has never gotten any flow at all. It's been low scoring. There have been a lot of missed shots. Team's kind of struggling here a little bit, feels like. It will be Clark bringing it in at the baseline. Looking, skip pass, right side of the lane, dips it back into the corner, and they'll rotate it off on top. 5:20, 5:15 to go in the half. Twisting, turning, in traffic. The shot somehow is going to be up and good by Michael Castle. That was a big-time play, 27-22. Back down the floor for Benedictine. In the game is Jared Lee for the first time. Vince for three, no. And on the rebound, I think Reynolds, he does commit a foul. So Preston's first foul. Half a dozen team fouls by Benedictine, and that will bring us to the media break. Joseph taking a timeout. With 4:55 to go in the first half in the Nolan Gym, it is Ravens 27, Clark 22.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. You could also just enjoy it atop a queso fried chicken taco like a civilized human. Or quench your hatch chili cravings with a cheesy queso boss burrito or queso super nachos. Our whole menu is waiting to be dipped and dunked. So even though our creamy free cheese queso is so good you could drink it, forget it. The ultimate queso takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app or earn free food.
Here's how it's gone for Benedictine. It feels like they're not hitting a lot of shots. Well, that is very, I think, fair to say. Clark has battled back, having hit five of their last seven shots. Benedictine has hit one of their last 12. And yet, they hang on to a five-point lead with 4:55 to go in the half. It's 27-22, and it is a really low-scoring contest so far this afternoon. There are a handful of undefeated teams still in the conference. Graceland, Peru State, Baker, and Penn. Undefeated in conference play and undefeated on the season. Graceland and Peru are both 7-0. Baker and Penn are both 6-1. After that, there is a precipitous drop. Next best team is going to be Park, 2-1, 3-4. Here we go. Back to play. Clark with the ball. The feed underneath. Inside the block. The layup off the window and off the rim. And it is good. Michael Castle makes it a one possession game. It is 27-24. And Benedictine going to have to get over this cold spell. Like they're not going to, and they're not. They're going to throw it away. Lee will throw it into the backcourt. Bryson chases it. And the layup is going to be missed. And rebound underneath the Vanderbilt. They'll get it in to Jared Lee. Lee up the floor and takes it down the left side. Comes off on top. Jack kicks it back over to Jared Lee. Right side, Preston. Ravens will work the corner. Here's Lee for a corner shot. Missing. And a rebound tipped out on top. It'll be controlled out by Clark. Clark coming down. Ravens have defensive numbers, but Clark will still attack the bucket. Now can't get the shot away and bring it back out on top to Nick Bryant. 3:45 to go in the opening half. Shot clock at 18. Still plenty of time. Big guy in the middle has stripped out of his hands. And Vanderwood coming up with a steal. Here comes Benedictine. One of their last 13 shooting the basketball. 3.5 to go in the half. Vanderwood goes in and throws it away. Ravens with another turnover. Here comes Clark to the left side. Into the lane. The shot. Got it. 2-point shot. Maximiliano Bowman. It is a 1-point game. 27-26, 3:15 to go. Clark is on a 6-0 run. Back over to the right side, Jared Lee. PG's got to get somebody to find the range. Preston backs in, hook shot, rolls around it in. That is the first field goal of the game for Preston Reynolds. He has a couple of free throws prior to that, 29-26, Benedictine by three. Still a one-possession ball game at 2:40 to go in the half. Out on top with it, three-point shot, online, perfect. Three-pointer by Maximiliano Bowman. And we are tied at 29. So that 11-point Benedictine lead is gone. And now the Ravens are going to turn it over on an offensive foul. Vince Duca will pick up the foul off the basketball. And Clark with an opportunity at a lead. And with that in mind, Coach Blaine is going to take a timeout. We shall take one with them. Timeout of the court. 2:24 to go in the opening half in the Nolan. Benedictine 29, Clark 29.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Good to have you joining us this afternoon for college basketball on November Saturday afternoon. Whether you're out on the road driving somewhere or maybe at work doing a few things, down in the basement working on that hobby. Here's a three-point shot, left side, up and good. Jonathan Howard has put Clark in front for the first time today. It's 32-29. And Clark is on a run. Here's the Ravens driving into the lane. The shot missing. Pulling down the rebound is Hilkendorf. Hagen trying to back in. Twist turns, no shot for him. Brings it back off on top, Vanderwood. Over to the left side of Jared Lee. Out on top, Jared's pass nearly stolen, but saved nicely by LaRue, who gets fouled in the mayhem. The whistle is going to be on Jake Lehman. Still, here we are, 13,000 in the game, and I do not believe that any player has more than one. Coming to the free throw line for Benedictine, LaRue. He's struggled at the free throw line today and continues to struggle. 3 of 6 at the line now. Has a half a dozen points. Hilkendorf is going to stay down with LaRue on the side of the lane. Second free throw. Good. So it is 32-30 with a minute and a half to go in the half. Reynolds, Kissling, LaRue, Hilkendorf, and Sullivan are the Benedictine five for head coach Ryan Moody. Cutting into the lane, it's going to be Lewis. His shot is up and in. Daquan Lewis with 4. 34-30. Clark with its biggest lead of the game and a minute 15 to go before halftime. Kissling has it on top. They'll skip it over to the left side. Hilkendorf looks to back in, sky hook. Yeah, it's hard to stop that shot from a guy that big. Hagen Hilkendorf with 4. 34-32. 1 minute to go in the half. Hilkendorf, 13 minutes in the game and has 4 points. Cross-court pass comes back out on top. Shot clock at 12 and losing the handle on the ball. Jonathan Howard is going to turn it over for Clark, and Benedictine will have it back in play right in front of the Raven bench. And before it comes in, Coach Moody taking a timeout. He wants to get his team all on the same page. Joseph, timeout. 42 seconds left in the half in Atchison, Kansas. Clark 34, Benedictine 32.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards Checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Well, the Ravens have led by as many as 13 in this game, but they have seen that get away. They trailed a moment ago by 4. They're back to within 2 and have the basketball here, bringing it down the court, driving into the middle, and we're going to get a blocking foul. Big collision. You could hear the moans from the Clark fans, and yes, there are people who have come 8 hours to watch this game because that is the distance from here to Dubuque. The foul is going to be on Maximiliano Bowman and will be his second. First guy to get to that 2-foul plateau. And Harrison Kissling coming to the free throw line looking for his first point today. We'll get it. So Kissling with point number one. Harrison is out of Olathe, Kansas, 6'3" freshman. Second shot, knocked it in. We are even at 34. Half a minute to go. First half. Shot clock and game clock separated by a couple seconds here. Just a few. And Clark is just going to hold it up here and burn down some time. They do not want to go in trailing at halftime if they can help it. Back over to the left side, Daquan Lewis. Lewis out on top to Lehman. Lehman into the corner. Here's a baseline three. Short. Ravens rebounded down and... we got a problem here with the clock. Okay, here's what happened. The shot clock had run down, and the horn for the shot clock sounded as the ball was in the air on the shot by Clark. Okay, the Ravens rebounded it down. Hearing that horn, they just kind of threw a half-court shot up, when in fact, there were about 2 seconds left. So they're going to reset this thing. The Ravens are actually going to make it 2.9. So 2.9 seconds, Benedictine is going to have the length of the court to go. He will come in. Sullivan will shoot. He does not get the shot off. And so the Ravens, unable to hit a last-second shot, we head for the locker room. We'll be back to summarize it here in the Nolan Gymnasium. At the half, Benedictine 34, Clark 34.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. You could also just enjoy it atop a queso fried chicken taco like a civilized human. Or quench your hatch chili cravings with a cheesy queso boss burrito or queso super nachos. Our whole menu is waiting to be dipped and dunked. So even though our creamy three cheese queso is so good you could drink it, forget it. The ultimate queso takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as debt. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Hey, back with you here in Atchison, Kansas, coming to you from the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium on the beautiful Benedictine College campus. Ravens and the Pride, even at 34 at halftime. Let's recap that first half scoring for you. First of all, for Clark, they were able to get nine guys in the scoring column, led by Jonathan Howard with a half a dozen. Five in the first half for both Maximiliano Bowman and Jake Lehman. A four-point half for Daquan Lewis and Michael Castle. Three each for Jordan C. Benedetto and Nick Bryant. And with two, Carson Lindauer and Bryce Luster. For Benedictine, only seven guys getting on the scoreboard, but a dozen on four threes by Jack Vanderwood. Bryson LaRue knocking down seven. There's a four-point half for both Preston Reynolds and Hagen Hilfendorf. Three and a half for Larry Parker III. And with two, Harrison Kissling. Oh, thank you. Harrison Kissling and Gino Corridori. Benedictine led by as many as 13, but just over 8 minutes ago in the first half. But they got just icy, icy cold, went through an extended drought from scoring. And like a good team will do, Clark took advantage of that, got themselves back in the game. And in fact, led by four before the Ravens scored the final 4 points of a half to tie this thing up going into the locker room. We're going to be perusing some of the scores from around the country on the football side, and we'll be talking about those when we get back. And of course, we're going to be bringing you the second half live here on Care Radio. Men's college basketball coming up second half, but first, we're going to have a little intermission break. Halftime score, Benedictine 34, Clark 34. We're going to take it back to Joseph at the Care Sports Studios. He has halftime.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. You could also just enjoy it atop a queso fried chicken taco like a civilized human. Or quench your hatch chili cravings with a cheesy queso boss burrito or queso super nachos. Our whole menu is waiting to be dipped and dunked. So even though our creamy free cheese queso is so good you could drink it, forget it. The Ultimate Queso Takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 KAIR, Horton Atchison, part of the MSC Radio Network. Coming up on the network tomorrow, we will have Kansas City Chiefs at the Carolina Panthers with pregame beginning at 11 a.m. on KMZA 92.1 and KLZA 101.3. Then on Tuesday, we'll have college basketball right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we will have Benedictine Ravens taking on Graceland. Join us at 5:30 for the women's game. The men's game will follow right around 7:30 or so. Taking a look at next weekend, we will be having high school football state championship games across the network over on our sister station 92.1 KMZA. Friday, we'll have 2A in Hutchinson with Nemaha Central versus Southeast of Saline. The game has got a 5:30 pregame with a 6 p.m. kick. Saturday, we'll have Greensburg games with 8-man Division II, Axtell versus Victoria. That has got a 10:30 a.m. pregame with an 11 a.m. kick. And Saturday, we'll have the 1A game in Hutch, Centralia versus Conway Springs. That's got a 4:30 pregame with a 5 p.m. kickoff. I will be listening to those games on our free website, mscsports.net, under the Listen Live tab for KMZA. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the scores as I have them.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Taking a look at the women's scores in college basketball across the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we have some finals to report from the Pat Sullivan Center in Joliet, Illinois. It was St. Francis over Graceland, 98-48. In the Mid-American Nazarene Mount Mercy game, which took place up in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, it was Mid-American Nazarene taking home the win, 61 points to Mount Mercy's 54. And, of course, in the game that you listened to earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, I'm proud to announce that the Benedictine Lady Ravens had a century game with 100 points over Clark's 70. At the half, it is Park leading William Penn 28-25. Baker trails Culver Stockton with Culver Stockton on top at 54 points to Baker Ladies 35. And in the Grandview Central Methodist game up in Des Moines, Iowa, it's Grandview 40-29. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around at the men's scores.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Huntley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Huntley Liquor.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes. 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
It's that time of year again. Cooler weather, holiday lights, family gatherings, and the delicious food. But for some of us, that means heartburn and acid reflux. Occasional heartburn is normal, but if it's happening more than two or three times a week, it might be something more serious, like GERD. The good news? Amberwell Surgical Care can help you find lasting relief, not just treat the symptoms with medication. This season, enjoy the holidays without the burn. Call Amberwell Surgical Care at 913-367-6682 or visit amberwellhealth.org to learn more about surgical treatment options for GERD.
Taking a look at men's basketball in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, there's only one other team in action right now. At the Cedar Rapids, Iowa Hennessy Rec Center, Mount Mercy is leading Mid-American Nazarene with 53 seconds left, 42-31. In this game, it's all knotted up at 34, as Benedictine and Clark are currently tied. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 58. Winds out of the south 8 to 15 miles an hour.
partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows dip down to about 42. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 63. Dry with temps below average Monday and Tuesday, and highs in the low 40s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 60 degrees and sunny in Atchison. Horton's checking in at 59, as is St. Joseph, Missouri. Troy, 59 as well. We've got a feels-like temperature of 58 out there with the winds out of the southeast at 13 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 36%. The dew point, 33 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure, it's falling at 29.91 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy, tastes good.
We're today's hit country from KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
It's the only radio station we agree on.
We love the music. Music.
Today's hit country, Hot Country, 93.7.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. You could also just enjoy it atop a queso fried chicken taco like a civilized human. Or quench your hatch chili cravings with a cheesy queso boss burrito or queso super nachos. Our whole menu is waiting to be dipped and dumped. So even though our creamy three cheese queso is so good you could drink it, forget it. The ultimate queso takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Gymnasium, where we're getting about ready to go with the second half of this men's college basketball game in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. We're at intermission. Ravens and Clark tied at 34. Welcome back, everybody. Many thanks to our man Joseph in the Care Sports Studio handling things, taking care of it. And we enjoyed halftime with you, Joseph. Thanks very much. Tom Kautz with your court side, and as we've kind of been keeping a little side eye on the football games going on in the NAIA first round. Stunning development. With 15 seconds left in what had been a tie game, Southwestern, a 34-yard touchdown pass, and they have gone up by a score. 15 seconds to play in the game. Southwestern looking for, I think, what candidly has to be called a big upset. Other games going on, you've got Pikeville leading Baker 28-27. You've got Branch rolling with OUAZ 40-21. And KW, a little bit ago, led by a 14-10 margin over Dickinson State. We'll be keeping an eye on those things, but right now we're keeping an eye on Benedictine Men's College Basketball, the Ravens. Going to have the ball in play to begin the second half, and we are back at it. BC with a basketball to begin the second half, and the Ravens going from right to left across your dial. Sporting those home whites. Comes out on top, Jack Vanderwood. BC with its original five. Jack will launch a three. Won't go. Reynolds, Vanderwood, LaRue, Hilgendorf, and Sullivan. The Benedictine five. For Clark, it'll be Bryant, Bowman, Lewis, Lehman, and Castle. Half a minute in, Clark's first second half possession goes into the corner where the three is launched, and it is hit from deep to the baseline left. The long range shot, the second three of the game for Jack Lehman, and it's 37-34. Here's a three for Benedictine, wide to the left side by Bryson LaRue, and the Ravens have started off looking for some long shots, and now the upcourt play is knocked away, and the Ravens are going to turn it, steal it, and then turn it right back over. The three on the other end, and a big collision. Trying to block the shot is going to result in a foul by Benedictine. The whistle is going to be foul number two by Bryson LaRue, and it is going to bring Clark to the free throw line in the person of Maximiliano Bowman. Maximiliano, three free throws coming up here. We're almost a minute into the second half, the first of which it is up and no good. It remains 37-34. Second free throw is good. One more coming up here for Bowman. And got it. So he'll get two of the three free throws. And Clark pushes now to a five-point lead a minute into the second half. It is 39-34. Ravens down the court. Out on top is going to be Preston. Reynolds slides down the left side of the lane, loses the handle on the basketball. Benedictine is going to turn it over. Here comes Clark. Clark has had little luck against Benedictine in the men's game for some period of time, and that cross-court pass is going to be slapped out of bounds by BC. Kreider going to be putting it in at the 28-foot mark across the way. 18:39 to go in the ballgame. 39-34, Clark and Friend. Again, Clark has struggled against Benedictine. But right now, they've got a bit of a lead and, frankly, a bit of momentum. Scoring has been at a premium here today. Clark gives it off on top. Bowman, shot clock at 8. Bowman, shot clock at 6. Here's Lewis, shot clock at 4. He puts on a move and puts it up and in. Daquan Lewis. And suddenly, it is the largest lead of the game for Clark with 18:11 to go. They are up 7. Driving shot, right side, up and in. And the first points of the second half for the Ravens belong to Declan Sullivan, his first points today. 41-36, and the ball's going to be stopped out of bounds by Declan on the far side. Once again, it'll be Clark doing the inbound work. We are precisely 2 minutes into the second half. 41-36, Clark. A lot of games going on around the Heart of America Athletic Conference this afternoon, full slate. Back to the right side, nearly traveling with it. Good defense. The pass inside for the big guy. It's going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds by Preston Reynolds. Shot clock is going to be at 9 as Clark puts it in play at their offensive end, just on the right side of the lane. Inbounding it is going to be Maximiliano Bowman. Bowman brings it in, gets it there to Lindauer. No shot, 5 seconds. Out on top of 4 with 3. The dish, the shot at 1, it is up, it's an air ball, and the Ravens are going to get it back. Are they going to stop the play and make them inbound it? Because there was a shot clock violation, and that will be what happens here. 17.5 to go in the game. Here comes Benedictine and Declan Sullivan. We'll walk it across midcourt. Plays off the screen from Preston Reynolds. Back to Declan. The 3 is short. The rebound is Clark's. And the Ravens have really grown cold, not just here in the first couple of minutes or 3 minutes now of the second half, but at the late part of the first half. The shot is up missing, and the rebound is going to be knocked away and out of bounds. They're going to say it's off the Pride. BC basketball in front of the Raven Pep Band. 17:03 to go here in the guys' game today. Lady Ravens with a resounding win again in game one today. Benedictine is going to have to come from behind. They trail by 5 here. Over to the left side. Knocked away from Declan for a minute, but he's able to retrieve it. Comes back out on top. LaRue pivoting at the top of the key. There's a shot clock to 12. Swings it over to the left side. Vanderwood passes down low and tries to get it to Hilkendorf, but that pass is going to be knocked away. Picked back up by Clark. They'll drive in, go from 17, and knock it down on Maximiliano Bowman. Hits the bucket, and the Ravens in a little bit of trouble now. They trail at 43-36 for the second time in the second half. They are down 7. 16-16 to go. Hilkendorf will back in. Twist, turn, missed the bunny. Tipped up. No good. Clark and Jonathan Howard flies back up court. 4 minutes gone in the second half. Howard, the reverse layup, crossed over and put it up and in. 45-36. Ravens down 9. Now 15 and a half left in the game. For Benedictine, finding some points is going to be essential. They have 2 points in the second half. The baseline runner, not a great shot. Missing, rebound. Going to be battled for and taken away by Clark. And BC is on the skids a little bit here with 15:25 to go. Coach Moody reaching into the bench, and he's going to send a couple of guys to the scorer's table. The shot goes up, and we're going to get a foul. Foul's going to be on Preston Reynolds. It'll be his second of the game. I think Preston just went down there and said, you know what, I just cannot give up this easy, easy shot. And as that happens, we're going to get a timeout. Let's do it. Taking a break here in the Nolan Gymnasium. The Ravens leading the battle back. 20 to go this afternoon. It's Clark 45, Benedictine 36.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Back here at the Nolan Gymnasium with 15:20 to go in the men's college game. It is a 45-36 lead for Clark over the Ravens. Two games are complete in the football postseason in AIA, and both of them have gone to the KCAC. First one done, it was Friends, a 47-35 win over OUAZ, and Southwestern scoring in the last 14 seconds of the game. They knock off St. Francis of Indiana, 31-24. So congratulations to those teams. Here in this basketball court, Benedictine, 0-for its last five, have not scored in almost 3 minutes now. And as we return, Clark is at the free throw line where the first of a couple of shots is no good for Jake Lehman. Lehman's hit a couple of three-point shots on his way to 8 so far this afternoon. Got one more coming here. It is airborne. He will hit it. That pushes the score to 46-36. Ravens down 10 at 15:15 to go. Benedictine has switched up the lineup a little bit. You got Ezra Vigafa, Preston Reynolds. You also have Kissling in the game with LaRue and Parker. And now a foul. Foul is going to be on Daquan Lewis. It'll be his first foul of the ball game. It'll be team foul one of the second half by Clark. And it would appear, oh, now they're going to stop for a minute. And before the free throws, we're going to get our under five media timeout. So let's do it. Joseph at 14:59 to go in the game. Time out of the court. It remains Clark 46, Benedictine 36.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
The college postseason game being played down in Baldwin City. Baker has taken a lead over Pikeville, Kentucky with 2:50 to go in the third quarter. It's 35-28. Baker in front. Right here, though, in the game of concern for us, The Ravens continue to have a scoring drought now over 3 minutes long and hoping to break it as they come to the free throw line with Bryson LaRue. But Bryson is, what, 4 of 7 at the free throw line today. Much, much better shooter than that. Ravens find themselves trailing it by double figures. It's down 10. Free throw's good. Benedictine has 3 points in over 5 minutes in the second half. Second free throw. He'll get them both. So it's 46-38. Clark in front, and we're just over 5 minutes into the second half. Here comes the Pride. They'll feed over to the left side of the lane, putting it on the floor one time. A little size mismatch. The shot goes up and misses, and the rebound is going to get away and go out of bounds. It'll be back to Benedictine from deep to the backcourt. Ravens need to find the offense a little bit. They have hit 2 free throws and 1 field goal in over 5 minutes now in the second half. Here come the Ravens up the floor. Kissling with the basketball. Harrison, the 6'3 freshman out of Olathe. Here's a running one-handed shot, and Harrison puts it up and in. Maybe he's going to come off the bench and give the Ravens that little bit of spark they're looking for. It's 46-40 at 14:20 to go. Down the left side of the lane, the ball batted away for a moment, saved in the corner. Running one-handed shot way upstairs, putting it up and in. It's going to be Jake Lehman. Lehman's a big guy anyway. He got way upstairs, the 6'9" junior from South Dakota. Lays it in, 48-40. And the ball's going to be knocked away for Preston. Reynolds turns it over. Clark back up floor with it. They're going to go back up again, double figures, and they will on another driving layup by Jake Lehman. And right now, Benedictine without a big on the floor has no answer for Jake Lehman. It's once again a 10-point game. 50-40 with 13.5 to play. Benedictine, a smallish team out of the floor right now. Spigoffa, Reynolds, Kissling, LaRue, and Parker. 6'1", 6'5", 6'2", 6'4", and who am I missing? Oh, yeah. Harrison is 6'3". So, not minuscule, but just not able to match up size-wise. And with that in mind, BC is going to go to the bench on this dead ball and bring Hagen Hilgendorf back in. So look at the big 6'9" guy in. Here's a 3 right side. Up, no good. Rebound is going to be tipped out nicely by Vigalpa. The feed across, and it's going to be stolen away from Hilgendorf. Up the court with it, Nick Bryant. Bryant's going to bring it down, go coast-to-coast. Running shot for Clark is up and missing. The two-handed tip back is in, but they're going to wave it off. As the shot went up, a Ravens commits a foul, and so the tip back will not matter. Foul is going to be on Benedictine and Jack Vanderwood. First foul of the ball game for Jack. Benedictine team foul 3 of the second half, and coming to the line, Nick Bryant hasn't had a free throw opportunity today, but he'll take advantage of the first one, putting it up and in, giving him his 4th point on the afternoon. He hit a 3-point shot back in the first half. 51-40, Clark. And second free throw rolls off, no good. So the Ravens trailing by 11. It is their largest deficit of the day. And again, BC is going to have to find some offense. A little hook pass underneath to Hilgendorf. He does not go right back up to the rim. And now he'll have the ball slapped away from him and picked back up by Clark. Benedictine just not being real offensive-minded right now. Now, good defense by Ezra, who gets double-teamed in the backcourt, able to get rid of the basketball, and up the floor with it will come Kissling. Harrison into the circle, goes back to Ezra, drives, leans, shoots way short, rebound, haul back down by Nick Bryant, and back up the floor will come Clark. These two teams running up and down a lot. Not a lot of points getting rung up. 12.5 to go in the game. Shot from underneath is going to be deflected, and Benedictine is going to save it in. Then hustle down to the baseline by Kissling and BC into the forecourt, over to the left side, Vanderwood. After a red-hot start, Jack has grown icy cold. 12 in the first half. Not sure he's taking a shot. Here's one. Won't go. So no second-half points for Vanderwood and the Ravens with 6 points in the first 8 minutes of the second half. Here's a 3. Got it from the left side for Devin Younghan. It is 54-40. And the Ravens with a 14-point deficit in some trouble at 11:50 to go. And Coach Moody on his feet a little bit. We get a foul on Howard for Clark. Benedict will be putting her back in play. Clark's going to bring Carson Lindauer back in. Lindauer, 6'4", junior out of Wisconsin. Here comes BC. And Ezra drives into the lane, leaps up, and then was going to throw the ball. Couldn't find anywhere to go with it. Comes back down, and the Ravens are going to turn it over with the travel. So Clark will be putting it in the backcourt. Benedict is going to go ahead and drop back into a half-court defense with 11:40 to go. And Ravens trail by 14, 54-40. Walking up the floor, Nick Bryant. Bryant dumps it over to Lindauer. He'll go all the way to the baseline. Now driving in, the left-hand layup. It's going to be up and good, Young Han. 56-40. And we're getting the timeout. Yeah. Coach Moody going to take a timeout. It's a good one. Ravens taking a break. We will do it also, Joseph, with 11:21 to go in the game. It is Clark 56, Benedict 40.
Natty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Natty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Went to go in the ball game, and the Ravens in a little bit of trouble. Clark's in front, 56-40. Welcome back, everybody. NAIA football playoff game going on in Baldwin City. Baker and Pikeville starting the fourth quarter, tied at 35. Here comes the Raven offense. BC's 6 points in the first 9 minutes of the second half. Just and two of those were free throws, so they are having trouble scoring. Here's the driving layup. It's going to be up and good. That was a pretty shot by Harrison Kisling. So the Ravens with eight in the second half. Four of them belong to Kisling. It is 56-42. Clark, will they get a little patient here, or are they going to just kind of keep the intensity? If I would say you go with what got you there, I'd be surprised if Coach Blaine changes strategies a lot right now, maybe later. Here's a long, long three. No. Rebound, BC. Vanderwood coming up with a basketball. And you know the Ravens, the fortunes are going to turn. The tides shift from one side to the other. And sometimes you hit, sometimes you don't. Here's a three. There it is. And the Ravens have their first three of the second half. And Harrison Kisling has 7 points in the second half. The rest of the team has three. And we are 3 quarters through. 10 minutes of play. Here's a driving shot missing. Here comes Vanderwood. Jack brings it left side to Kisling. Back out on top to Jack. Goes inside to Preston. His shot. No. Reynolds couldn't get it to fall. Kind of went up with two hands with that. And Clark will bring it back to the other end of the floor with 9:40 left. They'll spin left. A quick running three that misses. And Preston Reynolds will rebound it down. Benedictine back up across the timeline. Declan Sullivan returned to the floor. Also, Anthony Hall is out there. Skip pass over to the left side, and we will get a foul called, and we will have immediate timeout. The foul, if you're keeping your book at home like you should be, Jonathan Howard for Clark, collecting his second foul and his team's third. And we're going to take a break. 9:20 to go in the game here in the Nolan. Clark 56, Benedictine 45.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
A lot of folks here in the Nolan Gymnasium enjoying the ball game here this afternoon, but Lady Ravens with a very one-sided win. The BC guys are going to have a come-from-behind effort in front of them. And they're down 11, 9:20 to play. Kansas Wesleyan continues to lead 14-10 at halftime with Dickinson State. In that football game right here. Benedictin putting it back in play, and here we go. Preston Reynolds backs in, hook shot nicely done. From straight in front of the rim, a short shot put up, and Reynolds has 6 points. Those were his first points in the second half, 56-47. And Benedictin looking to battle back a little bit here. They've cut the deficit to single digits. Maximiliano Bowman kicks it over to the left side to Daquan. Lewis will spin it over now back again to Bowman. He'll pull up a running shot, kind of wild and not particularly close. The Ravens are going to clear down the rebound. Kissling back up the floor. Preston. They'll go left side. Anthony. Hall's feed to the corner, and he gets fouled. The foul is on Jake Lehman. It is only his second. Team foul four by Clark, and the Ravens putting it in play at the baseline. It comes in. Out on top. And again, Benedictine is going without your traditional five, your traditional big post. Here's Reynolds for three. There you go, Preston, knocking it down. Back-to-back buckets, Reynolds. 56-50, and suddenly it's a two-possession game with 8:25 left. Ravens looking to battle back. They battled back on Wednesday in a big way over at Fayette, winning in overtime against Central Methodist. To the right side is going to be Lindauer. He'll kick it off the window and score. Lindauer with the driving bucket, the 6 foot 4 inch winch, the 6 foot 4 inch Wisconsin native. And we're down to 8 minutes to go. Right side, running shot's going to be up and hits the side of the rim a little bit, no good. So Vanderwood unable to knock it down. Back up court with it. Clark and the Ravens will slap it out of bounds. 7:44 to go. Clark leads it by 8, 58-50. Vanderwood coming out of the ball game for the Ravens, and Bryson LaRue will come back in. Kissling, Reynolds, Hall, LaRue, and Sullivan are the Benedictine five. Clark driving down, lean, shoots, got it. Jake Lehman. And again, at 6'9", he has no physical equal out there. Here's a 3-4 BC that rims out halfway down and then kicked away for Anthony Hall. Clark's going to take it back the other way. 7:11 to go. Clark for the basketball, and once again a double-digit lead, up 10. Lindauer lobs underneath for the big guy, and it's out of his reach, and it's going to go out of bounds. And he will go tumbling into the stands, and he gets up very slowly. And I don't think it's because he's injured. I think it's because he's miffed that there was no foul called as he went out of play. And here comes Benedictine up the court. 7 minutes left in the game. Ravens down 10. The feed to the baseline left. And a three, no. Rebound out of bounds. Clark basketball. Touched last by Hall. From the left corner, Anthony Hall trying to haul in that rebound off the missed shot from Preston Reynolds. And Now the game is slowing down. The officials have had a little bit of a word with Jake Layman. He's the guy who a moment ago thought he may have been fouled, and he's been kind of vocal. Let's call it vocal. Little head fake on top. There was a travel that wasn't called, and the ball's got to be slapped out of bounds and knocked out down to the baseline, coming back again to Clark. They'll have 18 on the shot clock and 6:36 to go. The game is moving along at a really rapid pace right now. Clark bringing it into the baseline. Oh, a nice inside play on the inbound to Daquan Lewis, getting his 8 point. Now 62-50. Six unanswered points for Clark after Benedictine had cut it to a 6 point game. And now as he drives into the middle, we're going to get another foul on Jake Layman, who again appeals to the official down there in vain. It'll be team foul 5, Layman foul number 3, and coming to the line for BC, Bryson LaRue. Couple of free throws here for Bryson. First one's good. LaRue has had a lot of free throw appearances today. Well, this will be his 10th and 11th free throws of the game. He has hit 1 3-point shot from the floor. His only other points have come at the free throw line. And he's got 10. And that one kicks out no good. Rebound to go back. It's going to be Layman. And here comes Clark. Private to basketball and 6:10 to play. They lead by 11. 62-51. Shot goes up. No rebound. Yes, Ravens coming up the floor. Harrison Kissling goes all the way into the lane. Over to the baseline right. Parker's 3. Nope. Rattled in and then bounced out. Here comes Clark back the other way with Jonathan Howard. For BC, the shot's just not falling. The Ravens are hitting 32% of their shots on 16 of 50. Clark is 24 of 50. Remarkable that each team has identical number of shots, and now Clark is going to throw it away. It's going to go into the backcourt. It'll be over and back. Benedictine basketball in front of the scorer's table. Speaking of the scorer's table, out of the game for the Ravens will come Deglin Sullivan, and returning to the floor, Jack Vanderwood. So it's Vanderwood, Parker, LaRue, Kissling, and Reynolds. Larry will bring it in, and LaRue will bring it up. 5.5 left. Time's a factor. 15-footer. Yes. Bryson LaRue hits his first field goal of the second half and his second field goal of the day, 62-53, and 5:15 to go. Big collision right in front of the Clark bench. No foul call. They will say, though, the ball is out of bounds off Benedictine with 20 on the shot clock and 5:14 to go in the ballgame. Ravens down 9. Going to be looking for a big comeback here. They're going to have to be very efficient with their possessions the rest of the way out. Here's Lindauer. Goes over to Layman. Up on top to Lewis. They'll run that shot clock down. It's already at 7. Now is it 5. And as it gets to 5, we will have a foul by Benedictine. You hate to see that time get away and then commit a foul. You're never going to get that time back. We're going to get the under 5-minute timeout. Joseph the break at 4:58 to go in the game. We're in the Nolan. Where's Clark 62, Benedictine 53.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
All a tremendous crowd on hand here at the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium on the Benedictine College campus at Atchison, Kansas. That fans enjoying college basketball here on a November Saturday afternoon. First game of the day, a resounding win for the Raven Ladies. Second game of the night, we're down to 4:58 to play, and the BC men, if they're going to have a Raven sweep today, are going to have to mount a real comeback effort. They trail 62-53. It'll be Clark basketball with 20 on the shot clock. It'll be coming in play at their offensive baseline just to the left side of the lane. Little skip pass is going to come in. They'll kick it way out to the sideline and dribble it out near the top and run another 8 or 10 or 12 or so seconds off the clock. Maximiliano Bowman over to the left side to Lindauer. Carson at the baseline leans in and puts a shot up and goes right through Parker. Lindauer with a half a dozen points, and Clark back up double figures at 64-53 and 4:40 to go. Out on top, it's LaRue with a basketball. Pumps it off on top to Kissling. Harrison playing off a screen, and defender comes up, switches off nicely. The feed will go underneath, and Preston Reynolds' layup is going to be about 2 feet short. I don't know if he did not know for certain where he was at relative to the basket or what. And now on the other end of the floor, quick shot is going to be up and good. And we're going to get a timeout taken by Clark. So Clark taking a timeout, and this is what's happening here. Coach Jim Blaine, 11-year head coach, knows what he's doing. His team has a good lead, and he wants to make sure that they take care of it as we get into the late moments of the game. Joseph, we're taking a break with 4:13 to go. It's Clark 66, Benedictine 53.
Taco John's queso is so good you could drink it. You could also just enjoy it atop a queso fried chicken taco like a civilized human. Or quench your hatch chili cravings with a cheesy queso boss burrito or queso super nachos. Our whole menu is waiting to be dipped and dunked. So even though our creamy three cheese queso is so good you could drink it, forget it. The Ultimate Queso Takeover is back for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
As we return, the Ravens put the ball in play, and I've got to just tell you, the Clark has really done themselves a lot of good. Sometimes you just go out and help yourself. You don't wait for your opponent to do something to help you. And here's the Ravens missing a shot, badly off balance. Clark has hit 5 of their last 6 shots. Okay, so when you do that, you just really put the pressure on your opponent. And if, like today, Benedictine having trouble getting the thing in the basket, you make that opponent's chances of winning really, really poor. BC's down 13 with 3.5 to go. Here's a 3 launch. It's going to be wide right, and Jack Vanderwood will clear down the rebound and bring it up the court himself. But for Benedictine, it's going to take a scoring flurry. 3-point shot here is going to be very short, and the rebound saved by Parker, and a great hustle move by Larry. Larry Parker gets the ball over to Harrison Kissling. The feed will come in the middle, and the driving layup is missed. The follow-up layup is missed, and now Benedictine is missing 2- and 3-foot shots. 3 minutes to go. Missing shots like that does not bode well when you're down 13. And again, 3 minutes left. Right side is going to be Jonathan Howard. Bumps it over to the way out of the wing. Now a running shot is up. It catches the front lip of the rim. And the left-handed shot by Carson Lindauer is good. He's got 8 points in. Clark is well on its way to a split here today. The Benedictine 3 from the left side is far too strong. Off the rim. Missing it is Bryson LaRue. Back up with it will come Clark. 2.5 minutes to go. Clark has the ball up 15. They are on a 6-0 run and have outscored Benedictine 12-3 in the last 5.5 minutes, it looks like. Big guy drives in, kicks back. 3 is up and missing, and the rebound, Ravens. 2:05 to go. Kissling down the floor, into the lane, reach out is good. Here's the Kissling, just said, stand back, I'll do this, and he did, 68-55. 1:50 to go. Little one-hand push pass over to the right side, and we'll have a Raven foul called. It's going to be on Larry Parker. Larry comes up collecting his first foul of the game, and Vanderwood will check out for Benedictine. Back into the lineup will come Deglin Sullivan. So I got Parker and Reynolds out there. LaRue, Sullivan, Kissling. Another quick foul by Benedictine. So the Ravens now, having collected their sixth foul. Oh, here's a beautiful backdoor pass, and the ball gets away, but picked back up and laid up and in anyway. The Raven defense was just not there. The bucket for Daquan Lewis puts him in double figures with 10. 70-55. And on top, three-pointer. Nope. Rebound, Clark. So Clark was in real trouble with Benedictine and has not had a lot of luck against the Ravens. He's going to have some today. It's going to be a big road win for the Pride this afternoon. Going to be a big win, first win of the season. A deep three from the left side by Bowman. Yeah, this is going to be a huge one for Clark. Have not won a game yet this year. Here's a running shot in the lane. Good for Bryson. We've got a minute to go. 73-57. BC's going to put a little pressure on the up court. They'll bounce it back off on top. And Clark is going to burn down a little bit of time. They're going to stop play for a moment. We're not taking a timeout just to rotate players in. But tell you what, Maximilian Bowman leads his team in scoring on the season. He averages 14, and today he's got 14, but he's got some help. Lehman has 13, Lewis has 12, and Howard has 11. So this has been one of the better Clark performances offensively of the year. They are well over their per-game average. And Pride will bring it back into the field of play, putting it in into the backcourt. Up with it comes, over to the right side. Ravens, I think, decided no need in fouling here, trailing by 16 with a half a minute to go. The ball will come into the corner, and they are going to be called for a foul. It's going to be on Parker. So Larry picks up the personal foul, and that will have Clark in the bonus. They'll come to the line. Clark is going to go to the bench and bring in some of the young guys like Jung Hans and Joe Andrew, a 6'4 junior at Littleton, Colorado. Everybody's going to be kind of in the backcourt. Free throw, it's up and in. So Maximilio continues to add to his game-leading scoring numbers. Half a minute to play. Second free throw spins out. Parker rebounds it down. And they're going to stop play for a minute coming into the game. Also now for Clark, coming into the game is going to be, I don't know who that is. Maybe Austin. I'm going to guess that's Austin Treese. Could be. No 44 on anybody's paperwork. Here's a three for the Ravens. That's kind of an air ball. Harrison couldn't get that one to go. Treese is a 6'7 sophomore from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Shot clock's off. Clark's going to walk it up, and that's going to be, I suspect, the final score of the game. They'll just stand there and let it run down. Final score here this afternoon in the Nolan Gym. Clark wins it 74-57 over the Ravens, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this. It's that time of year again. Cooler weather, holiday lights, family gatherings, and the delicious food. But for some of us, that means heartburn and acid reflux. Occasional heartburn is normal, but if it's happening more than two or three times a week, it might be something more serious, like GERD. The good news? Amberwell Surgical Care can help you find lasting relief, not just treat the symptoms with medication. This season, enjoy the holidays without the burn. Call Amberwell Surgical Care at 913-367-6682 or visit amberwellhealth.org to learn more about surgical treatment options for GERD.
Acheson Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Huntley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Huntley Liquor.
Well, great crowd here this afternoon for both the women's and guys' games. And, well, the ladies' game was a big W for the Benedictine women. They got to the century mark. The Benedictine guys coming up just a little bit short here this afternoon. And Clark was just red hot all day. BC, conversely, had some struggles at the end of the game. Clark had scored on 5 of its last 7 possessions. The Ravens, 2 of the last 10 shots. And just kind of how it went today. Every capita scoring this afternoon. For Clark, you had 4 guys at double-figure scoring, led by Bowman. I'll tell you what, he had just a great day. Bowman with, 15 points. You had Lehman with 13, a dozen for Lewis, 11 today for Howard. And it falls off then to Lindauer and Howard. Lindauer with 8. What else did we have up there? 5 today for Devon Junghans. 4 this afternoon for Michael Castle and Nick Bryant. 3 in the game for Jordan D. Benedetto. A couple this afternoon for Bryce Luster, but a lot of guys getting in the scoring column for Clark this afternoon. Looks like maybe like a dozen guys getting in the scoreboard. So offensively, big day for Clark. For the Ravens, they found themselves trailing early. Then they forged a nice lead. In fact, Benedictine led by as many as 13 with about 8 minutes or so to go in the opening half. But Clark was able to push back. We were even at 34 at halftime, but second half was all Clark. Benedictine today was led in scoring by Bryson LaRue. Bryson's having a nice season, 14 points today. Jack Vanderwoot had a dozen. 4 three-point shots for Jack, all of them in the first half. 11 today for Harrison Kissling. Preston Reynolds near that double figures. He had 9 today. It drops kind of dramatically. 4 points for Hagen Hilgendorf. 3 today for Larry Parker and Declan Sullivan, Gino Corridori, each with 2 points this afternoon. Looking at some number today, Benedictine on the afternoon hitting 31% of their shots. On the other hand, you had Clark. They end up with, 51%? So Ravens 31% on 19 of 62. Clark, 29 of 57 shooting the ball today. 3-point shooting, Clark, 35%. Benedictine hitting on 28. Ravens 8 of 29 three-point efforts. Free throws, BC was good at the free throw line. 11 of 15, 73%. But Ravens with a dozen turnovers. BC did not rebound Clark 38-36. And those are mostly offensive rebounds for Benedictine. Clark's bench points and points in the paint both led BC this afternoon. So for the Ravens again, LaRue 14 to lead the way for Benedictine. And kind of a heartbreaker in that the Ravens had got a little momentum, but won that nice OT game Wednesday in Fayette. Stick around. We're going to have a little chat with head coach Ryan Moody here in just a little bit as he gets back around. We will look around maybe the Heart of America Athletic Conference and see how things are going this afternoon with the other teams, because there's, again, pretty full slate of games going on here today. And it would seem that everybody's just now about to get started. So full slate of games, but most of them are later. First game of the day, you've got this Benedictine Clark game at 2 and also at 2 o'clock, Mid-America at Mount Mercy with inside a minute to play. That's a two-point game. Mid-America leading at 65-63. And Penn and Park are just now starting. Also just now starting Baker at Culver and Grandview at home with Central Methodist. And then night games, Peru State and Missouri Valley. However, ladies' games, that means they should all be in the book, and we've been kind of waiting to see how those have shaken out. The Benedictine women continue to just be really strong in this first part of the season. And let's roll up to today, where the Ravens get 100 over Clark, 100-70. Mid-America up at Cedar Rapids wins at 61-54 over Mount Mercy. Grayson went on the road today and were absolutely just pummeled by St. Francis of Illinois, 98-48. Park at home defeats William Penn, 55-48. It was Culver Stockton putting some points on the board. They knock off Baker, 82-72. And Grandview continues to be very good. They defeat Central Methodist, 91-67 in Des Moines. That game just getting over here a little bit ago. So those are how games have gone on around the Heart of America Athletic Conference on the ladies' side this afternoon. And again, the guys' games, well, there's still very few of them in the book so far. Standings after the game today, Mid-America continues to be on top at 4-0 in the conference and 6-2 overall. Also undefeated are Missouri Valley and Benedictine, who moved to 3-0, 6-0 and 5-0 respectively. 2-1 teams, Clark, Culver, Mount Mercy, Grandview. Park at 2-2 with one win. Peru State and Central Methodist, and still looking for a win, will be Graceland, Baker, and William Penn. So, that all said, Graceland is going to be the next opponent that we face, and we'll be with you here on K-Radio next, Tuesday. We're going to go to a Tuesday game now. We've been doing Wednesday, but it'll be Tuesday this week. The Benedictine Lady Ravens and Ravens back here in the Nolan Gym. So if you're kind of getting geared up, holiday weekend, you know, coming up Thanksgiving week on tap, here's what you could do. Come up to the Nolan Gym on Tuesday evening. Ladies at about 5:30, the guys at about 7:30 is Benedictine, will be hosting Graceland. And again, Grayson, the ladies at 0-3 and 2-5 in the conference. So we got that going on. Right now down in Baldwin City, the football game has a minute 20 left. Here's what's happening though. Baker finds himself trailing by 7 and Pikeville has the football. They are 2nd and 15. Let me fix that. They have just thrown an interception. So Baker, with a minute 5 to go in the game, has the ball at the 27-yard line, at the Baker 27. So BC, or Baker, BU has the ball, trailing by seven, but with just a minute five to go, looking for a little Liston Stadium magic. Here comes Coach Moody, looking up here, making sure that we're hanging out, and of course we are. We do our very best to try to get a chat with him in if we're at all able. Adjust a few little things here as he's making his way up the stands and hey, Coach, I'm sitting here just kind of rifling through some things and checking a few football scores going on because the season's overlap. But this one here today, gosh, the guys, it was kind of a two-half game. The first half, really close, really tight. In the second half, it seemed like the things were going right, but sometimes they just won't fall in.
Yeah, we couldn't make a shot.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is. Give credit to Clark. They're playing desperate. They didn't have a game Wednesday. They went to Grandview, and there was some problems with the court, so they didn't play. I don't know if that helps, but, you know, I mean, clearly they get a little more rest going into this game on a Saturday at 2 o'clock than us. We looked like a tired team. We looked like an immature team. Not that that's a credit. I'm not faulting our guys. We're just young. We didn't look like we were prepared for that Wednesday-Saturday grind in this league and an early start on Saturday. And shots didn't go in. I mean, you can't, you know, I think I've said this to you before. College basketball is a race to 70. I mean, it's a race to 70 points. Like, on the men's side, that's how it works. And you can't win a game scoring 57 points. It will never happen in college ball. People are too good. And I thought that, our offense, especially the second half, just got ugly and stagnant. We missed shots. We let it affect us, on the next possession. We missed some easy ones inside. We missed some open threes. You know, and those misses add up. They're not trying to miss, but I mean, it just keeps kind of piling on and piling on. They made a good adjustment and went small. You know, we couldn't play Gino today because he's just, I mean, he can't guard them at all. You know, Hagan struggled today, both defensively and on offense. So they kind of eliminated our size and our smalls that we threw out there against them, you know, kind of made a little run. I think we cut it to seven at one point, maybe six. But we couldn't get the timely stops that we needed, and then we had no consistent offense. So it's a disappointing day, but I think it's another one we can learn from. You know, you got to learn how to play on a short rest Wednesday, Saturday. And we are going to learn that because we don't have any choice. It's the way it works.
Jack came out of the blocks red hot. He's been a bright spot for you. I mean, what, like four threes in the first half of the game and, you know, couldn't find the range quite in the second half. But you see that ability, that potential in him.
Yeah, Jack can really shoot it. I mean, I think Jack's, you know, biggest growth right now is that experience and maturing and getting himself to a point where he can play the 40 minutes on the second game of the week. And execute. So, and make his shots. You know, when he's open, we count on him to make them. And that's kind of what we talked about in the locker room. You know, these guys work their tails off. And getting in there and executing your craft and making sure that you can make buckets when you get your opportunity. We missed a lot of open shots, Tom, in the second half. I mean, how many layups? I don't even know, like at the rim that we missed and guys wide open in the corner from three, which is the easiest three on the floor nowadays with that straight line. You know, we didn't make shots, and offense is much easier when you make shots.
Coach, you also, I mean, it's not like for lack of a lot of different combinations. I mean, you did all kinds of different looks. We saw some combinations that I don't know that I've seen. I mean, maybe there have been, I missed them, but you get a dozen guys out there in the course of a game, and you got a lot of different mixes and a lot of different looks. And one time you were talking about a pretty small team, and, you know, it was just kind of interesting to see how those guys work together.
I mean, that's honestly, that's kind of throwing darts at the dartboard, trying to figure it out against their small lineup. I mean, they had five guards on the floor the last 9 minutes of the game. And we were definitely not in a great place offensively and couldn't keep them in front with the big. So, you know, we considered going zone a little bit, but at that point we were already down double digits, and that's just a little scary. But yeah, the lineup thing, I mean, that's us just trying to figure out, can we get some smalls out there that work together and get some offense going? And it didn't happen. I mean, they made that little run. I think we got it 56-50, and then, we scored 7 points the rest of the way and just couldn't get them and got open looks. I mean, like got shots out of it. So You know, I think tired legs a little bit. I think tired minds a little bit, but those are just excuses at this point. So we got to get better.
Three day gap between that last game and this game, but now you're right back at that same thing. 3 days because we're right back at it Tuesday.
Two days. Yeah. Thursday, Friday, and now we're Sunday, Monday, and we play Tuesday at home against Graceland. He's really, really good. I mean, I think they're undefeated except for an exhibition game. I think they're 6-0. We're going to have a great opportunity to beat a good team. It's at home, you know, so we got to find a way to, we didn't handle rest, preparation game very well this week. The one advantage we have is it's 2 o'clock start today and we're at home. We don't have to take a bus ride home and get in the middle of the night. And that's all learning. I mean, like I said, I'm not making excuses at all. It's just kind of like you have to learn as a player, like how to get your body ready. Proper hydration, all of that stuff. Like we will work with them on all of that, but it's a matter of executing it. And then just that maturity of knowing, like, I'm going to be tired on Saturday. And I have to, what am I going to do after I'm tired? What am I going to do when fatigue sets in? Am I going to get better, stronger, more focused? And I think this is part of that process. So it's a disappointing loss. I think Clark's a better team down the road than they are right now. You know, they've got some decent parts. But we got to learn from this and get ready to play a really good team on Tuesday.
Yep, and Coach, we invite everybody to come up because, you know, again, home games, there aren't that many in the course of the season.
Nope.
You've had a couple here now.
Yep, we've had a couple. This is we got Graceland at home. Unfortunately, you know, we've got a few home games without our students this year over breaks and everything else. But this is Tuesday, is the little kids' youth T-shirt giveaway. I think we've got about 100 shirts we're giving away to elementary school kids as they come in until supplies last. And we'd love to have as many out as possible. I think this is a great team to watch. They play hard. Tonight was a bad night. We didn't make shots. When we get that fixed and get those guys making shots again, there we'll get it rolling again. We're not too worried.
Coach, we look forward to seeing you up here Tuesday night, man.
Thanks, Tom.
You got it. Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine guys, and we will be right back up here Tuesday night at the Nolan. Look forward to being here with you. 5:30 for the ladies' game and 7:30 for the guys. Again, today, Ravens split, ladies win in the opener, guys come up short in the nightcap. Till we reach you next time. Our man Joseph at the Care Sports Studio. Joseph, pack up and go home. You got to come back in the morning, so I know how it is. Thank you very much, young man. Tom Couch here in the Nolan Gym. It's so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on Care Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.